Hey everyone, ever think about how the groups we're part of, especially growing up, really shape what we believe? Like, what happens when those groups, well, maybe disappoint us?
Interesting question.
Today we're digging into that, looking at how these big religious scandals, particularly in the Catholic Church, can actually change people's politics.
Oh, now that's fascinating.
Yeah, and we've got some research from King's College London that's got some pretty surprising findings.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's not just about switching religions, right? It's about what happens when something so central to your life, like your faith, is shaken. How does that change how you see the world?
That's exactly what they wanted to find out.
So how did they even begin to study something that complex?
Well, they focused on the U.S. and used a really interesting data set information about incoming college freshmen from 1980 to 2010.
Okay. A time period with some pretty significant Catholic clergy scandals.
Exactly. They wanted to see if there was any connection between those scandals and how students identified religiously.
Makes sense. So did they find that students from areas hit by scandals were less likely to say they were Catholic? Seems kind of obvious, doesn't it?
You'd think so, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's exactly what they found. Students living in zip codes, where a big scandal happened, were much less likely to identify as Catholic compared to students from areas without those scandals.
Okay, so far so good. But I'm guessing it's not that straightforward, right? Human behavior rarely is.
You're right. It gets more interesting. This wasn't just a personal thing. They saw the same trend with the students' parents.
Whoa, so it's like a ripple effect within families. If a child is questioning their faith because of something like this, it's going to impact the parents too.
Precisely. And that kind of family dynamic is crucial to understanding how these scandals could lead to broader shifts in thinking.
I can see that. So it's not just about the individual losing faith. It's about a potential domino effect on those around them.
Exactly. And the researchers were really interested in whether this domino effect went beyond just religious identification. Did it impact other areas of life, like their political views? So did this ripple effect actually change people's politics?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? And it gets really interesting here.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
So you'd think, okay, someone's leaving a more traditional institution like the Catholic Church, they're probably going to become more conservative, right?
Right, that seems logical. Less traditional institution, more conservative viewpoint.
Well, not so fast. This study actually found the opposite. Students who said they weren't Catholic anymore, at least partly because of these scandals, actually became more liberal on social issues.
Hold on, more liberal? So we're talking about things like abortion, LGBTQ+ rights, those kinds of hot-button issues.
Exactly. Those were the areas where they saw a pretty noticeable shift towards more liberal viewpoints.
Wow, that's kind of mind-blowing. It wasn't just a simple flip from one side of the political spectrum to the other. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, it's way more nuanced. While they leaned more liberal on social issues, they actually became more conservative on things like healthcare and military spending.
Fascinating. So it's a mixed bag then. Did this whole shakeup in their religious beliefs actually lead to a real change in, say, who they voted for?
Oh, absolutely. The overall effect definitely leaned liberal. They found a clear increase in people voting for Democrat candidates and even giving money to those campaigns.
Wow. Okay, so this is significant. For our listeners, what we're seeing here is that leaving religion doesn't automatically mean becoming more conservative. Like we've been saying, it's just way more complicated than that. But what I find really interesting is that this study didn't stop at politics, did it? They actually dug even deeper, looking at how these scandals changed other core beliefs too, like ideas about gender roles. So we've talked about politics, but what about their views on things like gender roles? Did those change too after leaving the church?
You bet. This is where it gets really interesting. They found that those folks, the ones who stopped calling themselves Catholic, probably because of the scandals, ended up with, well, less traditional views on gender roles.
Less traditional, meaning?
Like they were less likely to think a woman should just stay home, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They shifted towards more equal views on women working, having careers.
So leaving the church, it's like it opened up this whole different way of seeing gender roles. Mm-hmm. But there's more, right? This study also found something about leaving the church and how people join groups in general. What's that about?
Now, this is a real head scratcher. Mm-hmm. Turns out, those who left the church, they were less likely to join any kind of group. And I don't just mean religious groups.
Wait, seriously? Any group at all?
You got it. Sports teams, student clubs, even protests. It's wild, right? Like there's this underlying pattern, maybe a connection between growing up Catholic, even if you leave later on, and just generally being more into being part of groups.
Wow. So even if someone's let down by the church, just having that experience of belonging, of that structured environment, it might stick with them. Like, it shapes how they see being part of things, even in other areas of their lives.
Exactly. And get this, the researchers actually have an explanation for all these changes. They call it identity economics.
Identity economics. Okay, I gotta admit, that sounds a little intimidating. What's that all about?
Think of it like this. When something really important to how you see yourself is shaken up, like in this case, your faith in the church, it leaves this kind of empty space. So to fill that space, people start leaning more on their other identities, the other groups they belong to.
So if someone doesn't define themselves as Catholic anymore, they might start identifying more with being, say, working class or a liberal or even just part of their generation.
Exactly. And those identities, they start to influence their politics, their social views, sometimes in unexpected ways. Like, the study found that folks with lower incomes, after they left the church, they actually became more supportive of things like, you know, spreading the wealth around.
Right.
But then those with more money, they showed the opposite. It's like their economic identity, whether they were well off or not, became a bigger part of how they saw the world.
That's amazing. It really shows how much our beliefs, who we think we are, even how we act, it's all connected. It makes you think, what experiences have shaped how we see things?
Right. It does. It really does. And maybe even more importantly, it makes us ask ourselves, are we open to changing those views? You know, as we learn new stuff, have new experiences.
That's a great question to think about. So to everyone listening, take a moment. What experiences have made you who you are, shaped your beliefs? And are those beliefs set in stone? Or are they open to changing as you keep learning and growing? Just something to ponder. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. See you next time.